Australia is kind of asking itself a bit of a question, or some of Australia is, why are we not acting on the reports about the treatment of refugees on Nauru? And what are we going to have to do for this to change? Now, if you did miss it somehow, last week, the Guardian Australian newspaper released around 2,000 leaked incident reports from Australia's offshore processing centre on Nauru, detailing, in many cases, the treatment of children in detention. Now, the reports range from child abuse by guards and other centre employees to self-harm to minor incidents such as kids falling over while playing. Experts have recommended over and over again that all children be removed from offshore detention, but these calls have been brushed aside by the authorities. Here to tell us a little bit more about the leaked files is Associate Lecturer Khan Huang from the ANU's Migration Law Program. Good morning, Khan.
Good morning, Nick. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you for coming in. So, look, for people who are not entirely across this, what information did the files contain?
Well, these files, the 2000 leaked files, were incident reports from the people that worked in the detention offshore processing centres. So they detail, I think, a whole body of evidence of abuse, dysfunction within the centre. And a thing to note here is that this is part of a cumulative amount of evidence that's been built up over the last 2 years, from the Human Rights Commission's Forgotten Children report to the Senate inquiry. And it really shows that, you know, we have a problem offshore.
So do you regard the information in these files to be very credible? Because obviously the government has hosed them down a little bit. Peter Dutton has suggested that some of these might be false claims. I mean, what's your feeling about the credibility here?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to look at the cumulative evidence that's been built up over the last couple of years. So even if you say, look, there's 2,000 leaked reports, half of those pertain to children, even if only some of those are credible, that's still quite a large amount of incidents that you need to look at. But then if we go back and look at what's been reported in the Human Rights Commission's report, and also whistleblowers that have come out and said, look, the conditions and what's happening to children there is absolutely abhorrent. What we have then is a credible, I think, body of evidence that says that we have a problem that we can no longer ignore.
And we have seen quite a few whistleblowers come out around this information, haven't we?
That's right. And that's one of the problems with our offshore processing arrangements at the moment, is that no one's been allowed to go into Nauru or Manus Island in the last couple of years. The government's instituted whistleblowing laws that if someone reports something on the island, they can go to jail for 2 years under the Border Force Act. So So that's been part of the problem, is that there's been a lack of transparency as to what's going on there.
And I think what's important to acknowledge about that too, that means the people who are leaking these files clearly find this very important, because they are risking actual jail terms to do it.
Yes, that's correct. And I think there was a person who leaked some information about a month ago, and he lost his job. So that's certainly the intention of the Border Force Act and the legislation, is to tell people, look, you know, you can leak the files, but there's going to be consequences for you for if you do so.
Now, in the wake of the Don Dale Four Corners report about the abuse happening in Northern Territory prison systems against adolescent and often Indigenous kids, the Prime Minister called for a Royal Commission. There was an immediate action on it. Nothing's really happened around this. What does the government need to do?
Look, I think both parties here are in a sort of tricky situation, because this policy has bipartisan support.
Oh, yes.
And so the problem is that both parties, I think, have boxed themselves into a corner where neither party is going to be willing to back away from this policy. And I think that's problematic. But I think what this shows very clearly is that we really need to rethink offshore processing, and we really need to start looking at alternative solutions, a more humane solution to what we have now. And I think the calls for parliamentary inquiries and for royal commissions, I think they're good, and they're a good starting point. But the broader picture here is that we need to look for broader solutions and different solutions.
Look, even this morning we've been hearing the news that our closest neighbour, New Zealand, one of the opposition politicians, has suggested that Australia has lost its moral compass,
yes,
that New Zealand should step in to do something about this. I mean, what impact do you think this information is going to have on Australia's image abroad? Noting, for example, that we are attempting to run for a seat in the UN Human Rights Council for 2018.
Yes, I think this has a, you know, And this has been picked up, interestingly, sort of even more so abroad than it has been in Australia in some instances. And I think the world is starting to look at us and say, and they're starting to say, hey, look, this is really problematic for you guys. And I think that's right. I think we need to show some leadership on this issue. And I think we need to, as I said, look for alternative solutions. And that might be a range of things, Nick. It might be that we need to work better with Indonesia. We could perhaps process people there quickly, resettle them here, resettle them to New Zealand. Unilaterally, we can look at other measures such as increasing migration pathways for people who are refugees. So if you're a refugee and you want to come here on a skilled migration visa, we could give you more points if you're a refugee, for example. So there are a range of other solutions that are out there that the government hasn't considered. And now is the time that we need to start considering some of those ideas and solutions.
Khan, thank you very much for speaking to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.